Right now, a local member, George Christensen, has called through. Thanks for calling in, George.
Morning, Jono.
Hey, now, look, we found out just yesterday, George, that us voters are all eligible to receive a free portrait of the Queen, as well as some other regal memorabilia. And we thought, we've got to talk to George about this.
We're because very excited about it. I love free stuff.
I guess our first question for you, George, is have many people looked to claim this?
No. In my look, in my entire political career over the last 8 years, I've had one person request a portrait of the Queen from memory, and we do have them. I've got to say, I don't know where the stories come from that everyone can get one, but apparently that's maybe the case. I didn't even know that myself, but if everyone asked for one, we probably would have to really ration. We'd have to
be a bit selective.
Well, I don't know that we've got that many. I think we've got about 5 copies of a portrait in the office, so I hope that not more than 5 asked for it.
Oh, right.
Well, you said you've only...
Otherwise, they're going to be getting photocopied versions.
Right. Well, that's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah, you said you've only had one request. Well, it's about to be 2, George, because I want my free copy. I want my free portrait.
Righto. We'll have to bring one down.
Alrighty.
You can proudly display it in the studio there.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we'll do that. We've read that Prince Philip, you can also claim a Prince Philip portrait, which, according to the report we read, was a little less popular than the Queen Elizabeth one, which isn't, I guess, too surprising. But you might want to stock up on a few of those too, because, I don't know, people might want to start getting really regal.
I don't even have any of Philip's, but I tell you what, that'd be bestsellers if they had some of his quotes out there. He comes out with some curlers.
He really does. Well, okay, so you do have a couple of Queen pictures in the office. If somebody wants to contact your office and request one, you might be able to help them out.
Possibly.
Okay, possibly.
We also have flags that we give out to, mainly to sporting clubs and local clubs and that sort of thing. And also schools or other organisations that need copies of the national anthem, either the sheet music or the CDs. So we have that as well. So, it's sort of the quirky stuff people don't know that politicians give out, but we do.
It's like giving away stuff.
It's like a little politician car boot sale you got going
on
there.
Or like a goodie bag. You could give like
everything must go.
A goodie bag.
All right, George, well, that's good to know. Appreciate your time, mate. And, hopefully we'll speak to you soon.
I'll be emailing
thanks
your office now.
Cheers, George.
Save the Queen.
Look, the Mackay Festival of Arts has just recently come to an end, hasn't it?
It sure has. And the way to win a Mazda 2 was to just go along to the Festival of Arts, purchase tickets to any of the events, and you would go in the draw to win this awesome Mazda 2 prize, thanks to Auto Corner.
We've got one of the people who are on the finals list for this prize on the line with us right now. Leah, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, good stuff. Hey, look, just calling around all the finalists for this Mazda 2 car giveaway competition. You entered in that competition,
yeah.
Did you? Yeah, look, just sort of checking we've got all your details right and everything. Firstly, how did you actually enter the competition through the Mackay Festival of Arts?
It was when I bought tickets to one of the shows.
Oh, what was the show you went to?
Circus Wonderland.
Oh, yeah? Was it good?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, yeah, now that seems to be all in order. Yeah, okay. Oh, who do we have here?
G'day, guys. How are you this morning?
It's Mayor Greg Williamson's in the studio. Leah, sorry about this. I didn't prepare for this.
Hello.
Leah, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm pleased that you participated in the Festival of Arts. Wasn't it a great time?
It was excellent.
Absolutely tremendous weather, and the circus that you went to was sensational as well. So I'm glad you did that. I'm glad you put that entry in because, Leah, you are the winner of the Mazda 2 from Auto Corner as part of the Festival of Arts 2018. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How
good
is that, Leah?
That's amazing.
You just won a car. That's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Do you already have a car? Or are you in need of a car?
I could do with an upgrade.
Fantastic.
Well, this is a beautiful vehicle from the guys at Auto Corner, a brand new Mazda 2 to get your zoom on.
Oh, my God.
Congratulations.
can't start a Friday much better than that, Leah, can you?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
how's that for a weekend starter?
Excellent.
Well, congratulations, Leah. Enjoy that vehicle, and it's thanks to Auto Corner.
And tomorrow, it's the NRL Women in League round, and there's a big day happening at BB Prince Stadium for it. Gates will be opening from 10:30. There's plenty of games on going right through to the Cutters versus Northern Pride at 6 p.m. But all proceeds from the day are going to be donated to the Mackay Women's Services, which is in aid of domestic violence.
You're going to be there on the day?
Yeah, I'm going to be there under the women's tent there's going to be.
We've got Dr. Anne Butcher on the line with us right now from Mackay Women's Services. It's going to be a big day, Anne.
Yes, it is going to be a big day, but it's really very exciting for us to be able to be a recipient of benefits from the day to help women in Mackay. So it's fantastic.
Obviously, women make such a big contribution to rugby league right around the country. How important are days like this, fundraisers like this, for the Mackay Women's Services?
Well, the fundraising is. You know, it's really significant because we provide services to women from Mackay and the surrounding sort of regional areas who come into Mackay for all sorts of issues, social issues, things like domestic violence, sexual assault, women who have, you know, health and wellbeing issues or problems, and they come to the centre, they might want some information about where to go to get a service or a support if we can't help them ourselves. So we try to be a one-stop shop for women, basically, young girls and women who might need a service, and we encourage them to come into the service, and we will either be able to help them ourselves, or if we can't, we'll direct them to where they can access the service that they're after. So, you know, the Women in League round, it's just wonderful that we were approached by Mackay Cutters and asked would we be happy for them to raise funds at the Women in League week for us, and we just thought that was fantastic and can't thank them enough.
Well, look, we're hoping that it'll be a big turnout on Saturday. I'm sure it will, and hopefully you get to enjoy the day as well. Sounds like it's a great cause.
It is, yeah, and I'm sure we'll have a great time. You know, they've really gone all out to make it a really fun time, I think, and to raise the profile of the needs of women. And I just think it's wonderful that the league are actually acknowledging women more in the league, particularly in playing roles rather than simply supportive roles to the guys. So that's fantastic in itself.
Absolutely.
We can't wait for it. Dr. Anne Butcher, thanks so much for your time.
That's okay. You're welcome.